Good morning. Welcome to our service of Celtic Morning Prayer on this Wednesday, June the 24th, 2020. My name is Pastor Kit from Christ Church Oshawa, and with me is my wife, Diane Greaves.
Good morning.
And by telephone, joining us is Justin Greaves.
Good morning.
We welcome you to this prayer time and also for our worship on Sunday on Facebook. And we'll continue in the Romans series and Zoom on Sunday at 10:30. So if you have any prayer requests, please let us know, or any thanksgivings or things you'd like to communicate with the Christ Church office, please let us know. Reply to this email or call the office, 905-728-8251. Well, let's enjoy our time of prayer together as we take a deep breath. Lord, hear my voice when I call to you.
My heart has prompted me to seek you.
I seek you, Lord. Do not hide from me.
Praise your holy name.
God of earth, God of fire, God of the waters of wonder, God of the gusting and blustering air, God of the many languages and peoples found throughout the world, Heavenly Father, you who abide in heaven, have mercy on us. O Christ, crucified and risen.
O Holy Spirit, ruler of creation, visible and invisible.
Eagerly I seek you. My soul is athirst for you. Come, let us sing to the Lord.
Let us shout for the joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and raise a loud shout to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hands are the depths of the earth, and the heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands molded the dry land. Come, let us bow down and bend the knee, and kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Oh, that today you would hearken to his voice.
Eagerly I seek you. My soul is athirst for you. Begin with our first Bible reading from Isaiah 40.
Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly on Jerusalem and cry to her that she has served her term, that her penalty is paid, and that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out. And I said, what shall I cry? All people are grass. Their consistency is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, when the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. Get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good tidings. Lift up your voice with strength. O Jerusalem, herald of good tidings, lift it up. Do not fear. Say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. See, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. His reward is with him, and his responses before him, recompenses before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms and carry them in the bosom and gently lead the mother sheep. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Psalm 85. We'll read Psalm 85 starting at verse 7 through to 13, alternating by verse. Psalm 85 starting at verse 7, with Justin providing the alternate verse. Show us your steadfast love, O Lord, and grant us your salvation.
Let me hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace to his people, to his faithful, to those who turn to him in their hearts.
Surely his salvation is at hand for those who fear him, that his glory may dwell in our land.
Steadfast love and faithfulness will meet. Righteousness and peace will kiss each other.
Faithfulness will spring up from the ground, and righteousness will look down from the sky.
The Lord will give what is good, and our land will yield its increase.
Righteousness will go before him and will make a path for his steps. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
A reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 57 to 80. Now the time came for Elizabeth to give birth, and she bore a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy on her, and they rejoiced with her. On the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child, and they were going to name him Zechariah after his father. But his mother said, "No, he is to be called John." They said to her, "None of your relatives has this name." Then they began motioning to his father to find out what name he wanted to give him. He asked for a writing tablet and wrote, "His name is John." And all of them were amazed. Immediately his mouth was opened and his tongue freed, and he began to speak, praising God. Fear came over all their neighbors, and all these things were talked about throughout the entire hill country of Judea. All who heard them pondered them and said, "What then will this child become? For indeed, the hand of the Lord was with him." Then his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke this prophecy. "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has looked favorably on his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a mighty Savior for us in the house of his servant David." As he spoke through the mouth of his holy prophets from of old, that we would be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. Thus he has shown the mercy promised to our ancestors and has remembered his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our ancestor Abraham, to grant us that we, being rescued from the hands of our enemies, might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High. You will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the forgiveness of their sins. By the tender mercy of our God, the dawn from on high will break upon us to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. The child grew and became strong in spirit, and he was in the wilderness until the day he appeared publicly to Israel. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Reflection on the life of the birth of St. John the Baptist, a holy day in the church calendar, June 24th. The birth of St. John the Baptist is told in the Gospel according to Luke, where it serves as a bridge between the Old Testament and the time of Christ. This is taken from For All the Saints from the Reverend Stephen Reynolds. The initial focus of Luke's account is Zechariah, the priest, and his wife Elizabeth. The evangelist draws on phrases and motifs from the Old Testament in order to associate them with Abraham and Sarah. Like those ancient figures, the parents of John the Baptist were righteous but childless. Moreover, Elizabeth herself, like Sarah, was well past menopause, so that according to nature she was no longer able to conceive a child. But just as God intervened to make Abraham and Sarah have a child and become the forebears of the chosen people, so an angel announced to righteous Zechariah, the priest, that he and his wife were to have a son, who would be the forerunner of the chosen one, the Christ. So it came to pass that Elizabeth conceived and gave birth to a son, whom she named John. Then his father Zechariah prophesied, saying, "You, my child, shall be called a prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation for the forgiveness of their sins." Zechariah also saw that his son's mission would prepare the way for the fulfillment of God's oath, the oath which he swore to Father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. Thus, according to Luke, the birth of John the Baptist gathered up and embodied the whole truth of the Old Testament and made it ready for its perfection in Christ Jesus, the one whose way John was born to prepare. A very brief sermon of Augustine of Hippo, and this is what he says about John the Baptist's birth. The Church observes the birth of John as a hallowed event. We have no such commemoration of any other of our fathers, but it is significant that we celebrate the birthdays of John and of Jesus. Happy birthday, John. This day cannot be passed by, and even if my explanation does not match the dignity of the feast, you may still meditate on it with great depth and profit. John was born of a woman too old for childbirth. Christ was born of a youthful virgin. The news of John's birth was met with incredulity, and his father struck dumb. Christ's birth was believed, and he was conceived through faith, although Joseph doesn't say anything either. Such is the topic as I have presented it for our inquiry and discussion. But as I said before, if I lack either the time or the ability to study the implications of so profound a ministry, he who speaks within you, even when I am not here, i.e. the Holy Spirit, will teach you better. It is he whom you contemplate with devotion, whom you have welcomed into your hearts, whose temples you have become. John then appears as the boundary between the two testaments, the Old and the New. That he is a sort of boundary, the Lord himself bears witness when he speaks of the law and the prophets up until John the Baptist, Matthew 11:13. Thus he represents times past and is the herald of a new era to come. As a representative of the past, he is born of aged parents. As a herald of the new era, he is declared to be a prophet while still in his mother's womb. For when yet unborn, he leapt in his mother's womb at the arrival of Blessed Mary. In that womb, he had already been designated a prophet, even before he was born. It was revealed that he was to be Christ's precursor before they ever saw one another. These are divine happenings, going beyond the limits of our human frailty. Eventually, he is born, he receives his name, his father's tongue is loosened. See how these events reflect reality. Zechariah is silent and loses his voice until John, the precursor of the Lord, is born and restores his voice. The silence of Zechariah is nothing but the age of prophecy lying hidden, obscured, as it were, and concealed before the preaching of Christ. At John's arrival, Zechariah's voice is released, and it becomes clear at the coming of the one who was foretold. The release of Zechariah's voice at the birth of John is a parallel to the rending of the veil at Christ's crucifixion. If John were announcing his own coming, Zechariah's lips would not have been opened. The tongue is loosened because a voice is born. For when John was preaching the Lord's coming, he was asked, "Who are you?" And he replied, "I'm the voice of the one in the crying in the wilderness. The voice is John, but the Lord is the beginning. But the Lord in the beginning was the Word." John was a voice that lasted only for a time. Christ, the Word in the beginning, is eternal. An expression of faith.
Lord, you have always given bread for the coming day, and though I am poor, today I believe. Lord, you have always given strength for the coming day, and though I am weak, today I believe. Lord, you have always given peace for the coming day, and though of anxious heart, today I believe.
Lord, you have always kept me safe in trials,
and now, tried as I am, today I believe. Lord, you have always marked the road for the coming day, and though it may be hidden, today I believe. Lord, you have always lightened this darkness of mine, and though the night is here, today I believe. Lord, you have always spoken when time was ripe, and though you be silent now, today I believe.
In our intercessions today, the response is, Lord, have mercy. By your incarnation and your birth in poverty, by your baptism, your fasting, and your trials in the desert, O Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, have mercy.
By your agony in the garden, by your cross and passion, by your death and burial, by your resurrection and ascension, and by the gift of your Holy Spirit, O Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, have mercy.
In times of trouble and in times of well-being, at the hour we die, and on the day of your glory, O Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, have mercy.
Deliver us from war and violence, from hardness of heart, and from contempt of your love and your promises. O Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, have mercy.
Enlighten our lives with your word, that in it we may find our way and our hope, especially as preachers prepare the word for Sunday on video and all those people who help make Sunday worship possible to proclaim the good news around the world, especially on this John the Baptist day. O Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, have mercy.
Assist your people in every land. Govern them in peace and justice. Defend them from the enemies of life. We pray for loved ones, especially for Biba, Tim Keller, Sarah, Clifford, Hunter, Hans, Harold, Pauline, Lillian. For migrant workers, for Jen, who's expecting soon, and Clarissa any day. We pray in thanksgiving for Nicholas's job offer. Thank you, Lord. We pray for Justin and his work situation to find his way and listen to your calling. I invite your prayers silently or aloud at this time. We pray for all those churches whose patron saint is St. John the Baptist, especially for the folks up in Lakefield in search of a new priest. We pray for, in celebrations, for those who are having birthdays, for Rita and Joanne in the last couple of days, and anyone else. And for God's mission and vision and ministry through Christ Church Oshawa and all the churches where we're associated, we might be faithful to God's call to us, especially as the Mission Action planning team gets underway, and for all our summer plans and plans for the fall, that God would guide us to continue the vitality of our community, even though we are distant from one another until we meet again. The collect for St. John the Baptist Day. Almighty God, you have called John the Baptist to give witness to the coming of your Son and to prepare his way. Give your people the wisdom to see your purpose and the openness to hear your will, that we too may witness to Christ's coming and so prepare his way through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Gathering our prayers and praises into one, we pray as our Savior Christ has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Just as Justin would like to give the Celtic blessing at the end of Celtic morning prayer, if he's available.
us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God. May the road rise to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face. May the rain fall soft upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the hollow of his hand. Have a beautiful day. See you tomorrow.